Today, we're talking about a big shift in how people find content online, one that could impact pretty much every radio station website strategy moving forward. Hi, it's Jim. Welcome to Better Radio Websites. And I'm not sure if you follow technology that closely, but there's been a quiet but massive shift happening online. And it just got a lot louder with the release of AI browsers like Perplexity's Comet and the brand new ChatGPT's Atlas browser. It was just launched last week. And with these new browsers, users can now ask questions and get intelligent AI-powered answers without ever actually seeing or clicking on any kind of website. There are no list of options that are presented inside of these browsers like a search engine would give you. It's just the answer that they're looking for. Now, this isn't just a change in how people are going to browse the web now. It's really a fundamental shift in how information is discovered and taken in. And if you're running a radio station website today, it's time to ask right now, what happens when the website is no longer the first destination for my audience? Now, AI browsers, they're not the future. At one time they were, but right now it's becoming the new normal very, very quickly, and it's happening right now. It's a complete reimagining of what a browser is, essentially. And it means that we all need to rethink how our websites work and how listeners are going to be reaching us online. Browsers are becoming answer engines, really. AI browsers like Atlas and Comet, they're not search tools. They're curated experiences, answer engines, if you will, not search engines. The user just asks a question, and then the browser reads the web, summarizes the information that it finds, and then delivers the result. There's often no need to click on anything or go anywhere outside of that initial page. So if you're thinking to yourself, my homepage gets enough traffic, we're good, I really urge you to lean in and actually pause, because fewer people may ever land on your homepage. I mean, and this really isn't science fiction, and I don't mean to startle you, but I do want you to be aware that these tools are happening right now. Atlas just launched, Comet is gaining users fast, and there are more of these AI browsers coming down the pike. Pretty much every operating system, they will do away with their regular browser and then have, whenever you open up this browser, it's going to be an AI experience that first greets you, okay? This is the next chapter in how people are going to consume information in the online space. So what should you be doing right now? Well, you need to be making your content visible to machines, these AI things that are running in the background and behind these AI agents. So, and then promote your content to humans more so than you're doing right now. Now, if your content is not structured for AI, that means that it's not tagged correctly, updated frequently, and machine readable, then these browsers may just skip over it entirely. And if you think that it was hard for you to have an SEO plan, this is going to be a whole lot harder for your radio station website to stand out in this crowd, all right? Because you need to ensure that all of your pages have the proper structure, that you're not putting an H1 tag in the middle of the page surrounded by H2 tags, and that all of your images have alt and title tags in them. All of your events pages are actually schema tagged to be events and not regular posts, so forth and so on. If you have a brochure website that never changes, logo, listen live button, and that's it, address to the radio station and phone number. If you have one of those websites, there's chances are that the people that actually go to that website are going to completely go away. You're going to see your page views and your unique visitors go from maybe a few hundred per month or per year just down to nothing. And eventually you're going to wonder why a website is even necessary. And if you ever do get to that point, that is the point where you really need to start worrying about your radio business, because how are you going to find new listeners if you're not online, because eventually those listeners who love you and they're 100% and they're P1s and they're listen every day, eventually they're going to go away. There's going to be something else that takes them away, or they'll just die off, you know, or I mean, just let's just be real. So how are you bringing in new listeners to replace them? And that is one of the biggest fears for me to have for your radio station and your group. All right. So even if your content is optimized, let's say you do have a great website and you do have great content that's, you know, being put on your website each and every day or every week or whatever like that. And you are checking all these boxes. Now, you can't just count on discovery through search in AI alone, because that's why it's more important than ever. Diversify your content, because this will be the key moving forward, and to promote it actively. There's a lot of stations I see out there that they have great content, but they, if you're not online, you're not on social, then you really never know that it's there, because their voice trackers, they don't know about it and they don't mention it specifically. So there's no way that you're driving traffic to the website. So you need to use your on-air talent to tease stories and events and specific things about your website. Not just that you have a website, but specific things. Tease things and then have the listeners go there to get the payoff, actually going to the website. Kind of like you're teasing the next 15 minutes, they got to wait around. Well, no. Tease something on the website, make them go there and actually get the payoff. Mention your online obituaries, your local news and swap shop items live. I mean, go through each one of those things and actually specific items that you have on the website and have them mention those things. You share your content across social media. If you're not doing that, and I say across social media, just because you have a Facebook page doesn't mean that you're sharing it on social media, because all of your listeners may not be on Facebook. Some may be on TikTok and then on X or Instagram. So if your audience is in that younger demographic, you need to know what platforms they're on and then be sharing your content to those specific platforms and not just the platforms that you are most comfortable with. That's one of the things that we kind of, you know, we want things to be easy. We want things to be automatic, and we don't want to put a whole lot of time in it. I totally get that. Sometimes we don't have the staff for that. But if you research where you're, this is going to be a whole lot more important now moving forward, because like I said, if you're just counting on search to be found and to replace these listeners as they come, as they go away and whatnot, you really need to be where they are and you need to be in front of them. And so share your content across social media, not just on those platforms that you're comfortable with. And then diversify your social media on these multiple platforms. So for example, you know, video may work on YouTube or Instagram Reels or on X, but it may not work on Facebook very well. Maybe you're promoting your Advertise Us information and advert on LinkedIn to other businesses around town. Are you doing that in just video or just post or just infographics? You may want to diversify that a little bit. And if you're used to posting just text, put an infographic up there or make a video or, you know, promote a podcast, audio. So diversify how you are sharing on all of these platforms. And then if you don't have one, get an email newsletter started immediately and promote that like crazy, and then send that out to the people who subscribe to that newsletter daily with a bunch of links that link back to the website. Use push notifications. If you've got a mobile app, every so often send out a push notification whenever you post a late breaking story or something like that, or if you got a contest that's really, really huge, use those push notifications to get more people either engaged within your app with your content or on your website. With AI tools putting themselves between you and your audience, it's now time to focus on increasing that direct access points. Like I said, start focusing on getting more mobile app downloads, all right? That's what that's going to do, is that's going to give you a direct access point to your website content, all right? Newsletter subscriptions, as I mentioned, if you don't have a newsletter, start one immediately and start getting those subscribers so that the people who get the newsletter, they don't have to go out and hopefully, you know, we had talked about in previous podcasts and then on our blog about how, you know, if you create this evergreen content, people may find your radio station online when they're not even actually searching for your radio station. Well, that will probably be less and less and less and less likely to occur in the future, because when people go and they're looking for the best hotspot in your area to take the family on a weekend trip or whatever, there's not going to be any links there. It's just going to be the answer that they're looking for. All right. So it's best to have a lot of these direct access points. You're kind of creating an ecosystem around your radio station. And the people who are interested in your radio station, what you are doing is you are giving them multiple access points to your information. So like I said, not just on air, but you have your mobile app, your newsletter, podcast subscribers. Work on increasing your social media followers across all of those different platforms. Smart speaker integrations. More calls to action to specific content on air. All right, so all of this is going to keep you in control of the audience relationship. Even as the website landscape shifts, you're ensuring that you're watching the analytics, you're seeing what's working, you're doing more of what is working, and you're doing less of what doesn't work. Just remember that everything is going to point to your website and the content. Even if you have a mobile app, that content that's on your mobile app more than likely either points to or comes from your website. All right, so it's very, very fundamental that you realize that the more visitors that you have on your website, the more these AI agents will trust your site in these searches. So there is a more likelihood for them to use you as the source for the information that they gave. I know that Perplexity does, and that OpenAI does, and Gemini, and a lot of these that will actually quote where they got that information from. So if you did an evergreen news post about the coolest thing that happens this weekend every single year in your area, fun places for the family to go or something like that, what they will do is they will give that answer to somebody who's looking for that specific question, and then it will give you a link to where they have it. And if it's on your radio station website, then that is a possibility for somebody to click on that link and then, you know, maybe be the first time they've experienced your radio station online. And that could be one of those touch points that you gain new listeners in the future. It's all about future-proofing your online presence and your online revenue as well. Because remember, if fewer people hit your homepage or your website, you're going to see a drop in ad impressions. If you are actually selling banner ads on your station website. So now is the time to diversify on how your digital content actually makes money. Like, you may want to look into sponsored content or local features, podcast ad inventory, newsletter banner ads. Again, if you don't have a newsletter, get one immediately. Job boards, business directories, that sort of thing. Featured content placements. I mean, there's all kinds of things that you can do to diversify how folks spend money with you in the online space, all right? Don't just sell banner ads, sell visibility and value. Remember to create that digital inventory list that we've talked about in previous episodes that incorporates every conceivable online sponsorship opportunity. We're talking website ads, sponsorship pages, newsletter placements, podcast sponsorships. Just ensure your sales team knows every one of those availabilities and knows their value and knows how important the website plays within your overall strategy. All right. So really, the big takeaway is that your website is still very, very important. Vital, even, I should say, into your future success, because it's no longer going to be the starting point for your audience. So you want to shift your mindset, build great content. And if you're not building great content and you have one of those brochure sites, please, please start. It does not have to be news. It can be, a couple episodes ago, we did an episode on you know, how you can have a great online presence without news, but it, just build all kinds of great content and then promote it boldly, make it machine readable. So it's got to be in the right, you got to have tag everything just right, your alt and title tags and your images and your schema in certain kinds of posts. So just don't wait for visitors. Go get them now is what I'm actually saying through every tool at your disposal. AI first browsers like ChatGPT, Atlas, and Comet, they're changing how people are finding us online. They're really not even allowing them to find us. Actually, they are, if somebody goes in there and they type an answer about, you know, what's the best places to advertise in so-and-so area, where are they going to get that information from? All right. So be sure that that kind of information is on your websites as well, because chances are your competition may not have that on their website. So actually create pages for the best place to advertise on the radio in my market is so-and-so, and here is why. And be sure that that page is structured correctly with images that have the right title tags that have that keyword in there on advertised in this local market or whatever. So do all of that, and then you're going to be making sure that you're checking all the boxes and that you are future-proofing your online presence, all right? And there's going to be more of these browsers, these AI browsers on the way. They're going to be more commonplace. Like I said, it's going, you know, the Safaris and the Firefoxes and stuff like that, it's going to open up and say, what do you want to know today? Not where do you want to go or what are you searching for, just what do you want to know? All right. So if today's episode has sparked some ideas, I'd love to hear them. Reach out to us. And if you're already thinking about this on how to adapt your site for an AI powered future, you're really ahead of the game, and hat tip to you for that. And if you don't have a website that is ready for this kind of shift, well, then be sure to reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. We'd love to help you future proof your online presence. Again, skyrocketradio.com. Hey, if this information has helped you, please like, subscribe, and share this with your radio colleagues. We so much appreciate it. Have an awesome week online, making your radio station website better. We'll see you next week.